Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring Giants players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
Giants third baseman Matt Duffy joins us each homestand.
I think when I'm going best is when I'm just staying short, trying to hit the ball right back up the middle and seeing it well.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by Tamron Lenses and Keeble and Shuckett Photography in Palo Alto. They have the perfect lens for you. Today's guest from AT&T Park in San Francisco, Giants relief pitcher George Contos. George, you guys were pretty much on a roll there for a while, and now, you know, you've got some injuries to deal with Hunter Pence out, and Buster Posey's thumb is hurting right now. So how much are you guys kind of, you know, fighting through that and seeing what you have at this point?
You know, I think it's one of those things where you really can't focus on the on, you know, what you can't control, and all we can control is with the lineup that we have and the guys that we have going out there and playing good baseball. And you know, we have been playing good baseball. The last couple of games have just gotten away from us a little bit, but you know, overall we're still playing really, really good baseball. So I'm hoping that it turns around a little bit for us again tonight.
You were out on the DL for a little while. Tell us about that. I mean, I don't know, you haven't been hurt that often in your career. How hard was it being out of action, and what did it take to get back to 100%?
It was definitely frustrating. You know, you kind of take it for granted being out there, being able to go out there and pitch, you know, every day, and being able to do the things that we do as pitchers and as bullpen guys. You take it for granted when you're not able to go out there. So, you know, it was a little bit frustrating seeing situations where I would have been called on to go in the game, and I wasn't able to do so physically. You know, but, you know, fortunately for me, I was able to rehab, get back about as quick as I could, and, you know, back to throwing the ball the way I expect to throw it. So, you know, things have been going well ever since.
Was there a little transition to, you know, get the feel of your pitches back, kind of get your stamina back and all that?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, this is the first time that I'd ever dealt with being on, you know, a non-required surgery DL. The only other time I'd ever been hurt was when I had my Tommy John. So this is the first time where I had to kind of get my feet back under me coming back. And there was a little bit of a transition period where I would feel good one day and then my rhythm would be off, and then another day my rhythm would be good and my stuff wouldn't feel as good. But you know, I think once I got thrown in the fire with some runners on base and in close situations in Atlanta, you know, when you just have to go out there and do what you know how to do, I think that really helped me get my groove back, and that really set me back on the right track of where I needed to be.
We'll have more with Giants reliever George Contos right after this. Hey, Giants fans, whether you're taking pictures of Little Leaguers or the pros, Tamron Lenses and Keeble and Shuckett Photography have the perfect lens for you. The award-winning Tamron 16-300mm all-in-one zoom is more versatile than your basic kit lens. With amazing Tamron quality and image stabilization, you'll never need to switch lenses again. Whether they are sliding into home or making a spectacular catch at the wall, your Tamron lens will catch them all. Tamron has lenses for all of your photographic needs, and you can get your Tamron lens at Keeble and Shuckett Photography in Palo Alto. Contact them at www.kspphoto.com. A little reminder, each week during the season, we'll be giving away a free t-shirt from thesportsvirus.com. All you have to do is ask a question for one of our guests, and if your question is chosen, you'll receive a free t-shirt from thesportsvirus.com. To send your questions in, email us at thesportsvirus@gmail.com or on Facebook, thesportsvirus.com page, and please like us while you're there. Now back to the conversation with Giants relief pitcher George Contos. As an entire pitching staff, when you face a lineup like the Red Sox have, and you go up and down that lineup, there's a bunch of guys hitting over 300. What do you try to do as far as preparing? And it's a team that you don't see. You know, you rarely would see the Red Sox. It's interleague play, so it's a unique opportunity.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where you just got to go out there and try and execute your pitches, you know, just like any other lineup. You can't really focus on who's in the batter's box. You have to focus on executing your pitches and throwing the ball down in the zone, mixing up your pitches, speeds, locations. You know, they're a team that if you make some mistakes, they're gonna get you. So it's one of those times where you have to go out there and just focus on getting ahead of hitters and throwing the ball down the zone and on the corners.
You know, looking at a guy like Big Poppy, I don't even know if he's going to retire the way he's been going this season, but how much respect do you have for somebody like that who's put together such a great career with the Red Sox and, you know, one of the great ones, really, who is planning on retiring?
Yeah, you know, he's a very special talent. He's a guy who's been doing it at a very high level for a very long time. So, you know, having his farewell tour or whatever you want to call it, you really see how appreciated and respected he is throughout the game.
You guys, you know, have a long homestand here. How much better is it just to be home? I mean, you're on the road for a long time. You try to win those games, but is there a comfort level when you do get back home? Besides the fans and everything, just the routines that you get in.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing about playing at home is being, you know, the familiarity of being here in your own clubhouse and, you know, like you said, not counting the fans, but the fans are the most important part about playing at home is having the people who are cheering for us in the stands and you know, helping us go about winning some baseball games. So being at home is definitely you know, 100% an advantage for us. I think it's, for a visiting team, one of the, if not the hardest ballparks to come in and play at. So I think that everything we do here with the fans and the way we go about playing baseball here at AT&T Park, you know, is a huge, huge advantage for us.
More with George Contos in just a moment. The Bay Area is a playground for all levels of cyclists, and the best bicycle store around is Breaking Away Bicycles in Marin. Established in 2005, Breaking Away Bicycles was built on a passion for getting people outside. Donna started the shop after 19 years managing Angel Island, watching kids and adults enjoy riding around the beautiful landscape. She left the corporate world to help more folks get on bikes. Rich joined the team and dedicated his life to being constantly covered in grease. He'll get you rolling no matter what. So stop by Breaking Away Bikes in the heart of Ross at 7 Ross Common, or check them out on the web, www.breakingawaybikes.com.
Speaking of familiarity, the bullpen, you know, has to come together throughout a season. What have you noticed about this bullpen that's a little different? I mean, you got some younger guys in there. It's a different pen that has been here in the last few years. So what's coming together? What do you think needs some work?
You know, I think everything's kind of been going really well. You know, it's been going smoothly. We got guys where we trust in one another like we have in the past. And although guys are being used maybe a little bit differently, a little bit more matchup style, I would say, this year. You know, when one guy comes out with his runs on base, you trust that the next guy's going to come in and do his job to pick each other up as well. And that's, I think, what has made us so successful over the past, you know, 5-6 years is, you know, everyone goes out there and you pitch for one another and you do your job. And that's how we've, you know, come on top of those close one-run ball games or two-run ball games that we've been so accustomed to being on top of.
Do you have any words of wisdom for some of the younger guys, you know, like a Law or, you know, Osich is just getting settled into at the major league level? Same thing with Strickland. These guys are younger than you are. You know, you've been around a little bit longer.
Yeah, you know, the biggest advice that I can give is just trusting in your stuff. Everyone is here for a reason. It's because they belong here. So, you know, the quicker you can get that confidence of that you belong and you can go out there and attack the hitters and attack guys with your best stuff, you know, the easier, I don't want to ever say the game comes easier, but mentally it comes a little bit easier. You can go out there and just be yourself and let loose and not have to worry about some of the thoughts that come up with being a first-time major leaguer or a newer major leaguer. You know, it's one of those things where you got to go out there, and every time you have success, you build a little more confidence, and before you know it, you're just going out there and you're just pitching. So,
last thing, there's been a lot of talk the last few days about Madison Bumgarner possibly being in the home run derby. Would you like to see that?
Yeah, absolutely. The guy hits further home runs than some of our hitters. So, you know, I think it'd be a lot of fun. I think he would do very well. And, you know, I think if he could convince the coaching staff in the front office that he wouldn't get himself hurt, I think it's something that would be fun to see.
All right. Thanks a lot, George. Appreciate it. Good luck.
No worries.
That's Giants reliever George Contos. Join us again on Tuesday. We'll be back at AT&T Park in San Francisco as the Giants take on the Milwaukee Brewers. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com.